Our verse-by-verse study returns, friends. So reach for your Bibles. Let's go to 1 Corinthians and let's study together right here on the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings, everyone. Hello there. And it's great to have you with us today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. And I always like to pause and thank our Jay Webb for his kind words, and I'm grateful that you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. He'll have a couple of other things coming up that he can share with you. And friends, we're grateful to share with you a number of tools that are absolutely free. That's right, friends. You know, my dad always told me, and as I belovedly called him Daddy, Daddy always told me, he said, "My son, if you hear free, you better look out." Well, that's true in many ways. But you know, when we offer you something free here, we just want you to look forward to it. We're not going to ask for your money. I want to share with you from the outset a free online tool, GospelGazette.com. That's GospelGazette1Z.com. Now, when you get to GospelGazette.com, click on the Archive tab, and you'll see access to over 25 years of articles by Christian men and women. So we want you to check out our friends at GospelGazette.com. Now, today you're joining us for what we call the Are You Studying series. And what we do is we take a book of the Bible, we'll take a chapter, and we'll go verse by verse. And we've spent time in 1 Corinthians dealing with the sin of division and denominationalism, seeing the importance of the cross of Christ and the relationships with one another. We're going to pick up now with chapter 5, and we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, if you'd like to access our broadcast with 1 Corinthians, you can go to our website. And here is our Jay Webb with the details about our webpage, and I'll come back and give you a little bit more detail on that after we hear from our Jay Webb.
For our Facebook friends, please follow us at our page, International Gospel Hour. Just search International Gospel Hour, click follow, and keep up to date with our broadcasts and special announcements along the way. That's International Gospel Hour on Facebook. And feel free to share our material on your Facebook page.
And friends, when you go to our International Gospel Hour website, Jay had told you about our Facebook page, and that's all well and good also. But I wanted to mention about our website, because if you'd like to listen to previous broadcasts from the book of 1 Corinthians, you can go to our website. You can access at the top the radio, TV, and then the previous broadcast tab, and you can find the broadcast there under our 15-minute daily podcast. Now, if I'm giving you a little too much and it's a little confusing, let me help you this way. 855-444-6988. Give me a call, leave a message, and just say, "Help me find the 1 Corinthians lessons." And leave me your website. I'm sorry, leave me your email, and we'll help you every way possible. You know, friends, look, I'm human. I'm just going to get into the study. I think I'll be better off. But if we can be of help to you, please let us know. From 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we want to consider the first two verses today. It is a stunning reading. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from you. Friends, let's begin by seeing the astonishing report. I mean, it is reported or known to everyone that there is that fornication or sexual immorality, it's not even named among the pagans, individuals who do not regard God, that a man will have his father's wife or an affair continually. Friends, in the church of all places. Oh, I know there are people who will reach out and they'll rip the church and they'll be critical of the church and everything. Look, friends, there are many of us that stand against sin and do not want those type of things to go on. And we will concur with you. We think it's shameful. But the difference is we're trying to humble ourselves and serve God, and you're being rebellious about it. Sorry to be so straightforward, friends, but if you think about it, is that not the case? Let me get back to the text. Sexual immorality, fornication, according to the late Burton Kaufman, it's a general term for all sexual vice, incest being the specific sin here. Now, think with me, friends. How effective could this church be, especially in an area like Corinth? To even see that it's not even named among the pagans or the Gentiles. The background of Corinth had fornication as part of their living. And even those Gentiles that were not converted to Christ thought his behavior with his father's wife was repulsive. Even the law of Moses clearly prohibited this behavior in Leviticus 18:8 and Deuteronomy 27:20. Now, it is believed in this research, or as we look at this, that the woman, his father's wife, was a heathen. She was not a Christian, not a member of the church, but this man was. So the astonishing report, I mean, this is going on and they knew it. Look at the awful reaction. He said, "You are puffed up." You know, why are you puffed up, or why are you proud about this? Now, one individual observed, did they excuse the sin, or were they prideful that they tolerated it? He said, "This did not bring you to mourn. The one that has done this might be taken away from you. You can't let that behavior continue." The late brother Wendell Winkler said, "They had become insensitive to sin when they should have been shocked, repulsed, and embarrassed. They were intolerant of petty wrongs," going to chapter 6 and verse 2, "while being tolerant of the most repulsive of sins. They strained at gnats and swallowed camels," as Jesus mentioned in Matthew 23:24. And friends, easygoing tolerance is lethal. Isaiah said, "Woe to them which call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Now, you know, you reckon this is just an attitude? Well, look, this is a matter between two consenting adults. But friends, it matters not of the consent. Neither one should have been with the other. Here is a man committing fornication with his father's wife, his stepmother. Think of the relationship and how he showed very little respect to his father. This should not have happened. It doesn't matter what people consent to do. If it is not according to Christ, it's sin and it's wrong. How about the word mourn here? He said, "You have not rather mourned." You should be brokenhearted about this. It's like a death. Or in other words, church, we should all be hurting. You know, this word mourn here is the same word in Mark 16, verse 10, when after the death of Jesus, they mourned and wept. You should be brokenhearted that this is going on in the church. You should be hurt that this man, who is a Christian, has ruined his influence, is committing a sin that violates God, and yet you allow it to go on, and this needs to stop. Let's learn a couple of lessons here. Friends, sexual relations, the intimate relationship, that is reserved for the married, a man and a woman. That takes us back to Matthew 19, verses 1 and 2, the teaching of Christ that takes it all the way back to Adam and Eve. And second, churches have no business allowing such behavior to go on, and others know about it. Certainly the light is not shining in the world as Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, but listen to the words of Paul in Philippians 2, 15 and 16. That you may be blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. And folks, we'll continue our studies at another time. But first, may we ask some questions to help you grow in your faith in God and in the Word of God. I'm going to pause, and here's a very special offer from our J. Webb.
What is your purpose in life, friend? Where did we come from? Your answer to these fundamental questions is greatly affected by whether you believe in God, believe the Bible is true, and believe Jesus to be divine. Through our friend and evangelist, Rob Whitaker, we offer a great online video study titled, Believe the Bible. Please allow us to send you the link and check it out. Just call toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. Again, call toll-free at 855-444-6988, and please leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type Believe the Bible in the message blank. We will send the link right away.
Friends, let us think on these things as we've talked about them today, and we'll continue our studies together, and we'll continue these thoughts each week. We try to bring forth a broadcast, or we may have this back-to-back, but please stay tuned. And again, you can always access our website of internationalgospelhour.com. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory. God be with you.